Welcome to the Fit Chicks Chat Podcast, where we talk all things fitness, nutrition, and wellness for women to help you live your healthiest and fiercest life inside and out. And now, your hosts, Laura Jackson and Amanda Quinn.
Hello and welcome to your Fit Chicks Chat. I am Amanda Quinn.
And I'm Laura Jackson.
And in today's podcast, we are going to be talking about our top four ways to help you stay on track during the holiday season. Because as you know, the holidays are fast approaching, and I really think...
The holidays are here.
I know. I'm in denial. They're fast approaching. We'll keep it at that. And you really, in my opinion, you need a game plan so that you could stay on track, keep in that zone towards your fitness goals, because it's a busy time. It's a stressful time. It's a party time. There's so much going on. And did you know that they say the average person between Thanksgiving and New Year's can gain anywhere from 7 to 10 pounds?
Yeah. Well, I totally believe it. I mean, because it's happened to me before. Yeah. Like, it's so easy to, because you've got so many events during the week and on the weekends. And I mean, usually for me, like, I'm kind of a, during the week, I'm pretty chill. I usually have like, you know, if I'm drinking wine, it's usually just like one night on the weekends with dinner and whatever. Like, I'm not going out to 3-4 nights a week, but that ends up happening during the holiday season.
Well, yeah, there's just so much that always happens, right? There's so many, whether it's events or whether it's just like you're out and about running errands and like, you're just like, oh geez, I don't have time to make dinner because I'm like, you know, doing my Christmas shopping or whatever, and you end up eating crap and like all this. So if you don't have that game plan in place, it can totally happen. And I know like one of the things with Fit Chicks is that, you know, we always talk about like, we never really focus on weight and we never really focus on calories because it's just not something that we totally believe in. But I think when it comes to this time of year, just knowing that that is sort of like, you know, the average like potential that can actually happen if you just completely lose track of yourself and don't pay attention is something that can be, you know, a little eye-opening. So,
well, the thing I'm happy we're talking about this too is because I think it's so much, I think it really is a mindset thing too. Like, it's not just, okay, great, you know, we can give you these tips, but you've really got to get into that, make sure you don't get into the mindset of like all or nothing, because that used to be my mindset. And it was like, okay, holidays are coming, screw it, I'll start in the new year. So then next thing you know, one day of bad eating, it's almost like I'm giving myself permission to binge eat. I'm not giving myself permission just to be like, oh yeah, try a little bit of the cheesecake and just balance it out throughout the rest of the day. Like, you know, what I would do now. It's like, okay, I had one bite of cheesecake. I'm going to now have cheesecake and hot chocolate and eggnog and this and this and this. And before I know it, you've eaten like 10,000 calories in a day. Easy.
I know.
It's like shifting that mindset of just not being like, okay, as soon as Thanksgiving hits, you're like, forget all my healthy eating. I'll just start in the new year. And then it's literally the biggest way to sabotage yourself.
Completely. And it's one of the hardest things, I think, once you get out of your rhythm. And this is actually based on our first point, which is stay consistent. Because one of the things that happens when you are not being consistent with your regular routine and schedule is that it's really hard. It's like, I would say probably, in my opinion, like, I don't know, 10 times harder to get back into it once you've taken a step out of it. And like a long break, if you miss a day or two of your workouts, or, you know, you're just kind of like, you're out on vacation and you're eating like things that you don't normally eat or whatever the case may be. But if you make that like a consistent habit from say Thanksgiving to New Year's, and for throughout that whole period of time, you're not following your consistency of what you normally do, it's really tough afterwards to get back into it and to be like, okay, I'm going to get really focused, because you kind of lose that, like, it's no longer part of your day to day. It's no longer part of your motivational sort of lifestyle.
And well, so, and you've created a new habit. You created a bad habit. You know, true. Like, it's very easy to pick up habits. We're human beings, we're habitual by nature. Like, we like routine. Even when people say they don't like routine, we all still, you know, go to bed, wake up in the morning, brush our teeth, you know, do certain things every single day for our entire lives. Like, we need that. And if, think about it, if you woke up in the morning and didn't brush your teeth, how weird that would feel.
But it's like urgent.
Gross. Yeah. And B, it would be like, oh my gosh, like that's what I do, you know? So
yeah,
it's like you've created this new habit of bad habits, and then you've got to break that and start the good habit again. So it's like,
definitely. So on that topic, so when we're talking about staying consistent, because that is our number one way to keep you on track during the holiday season, is stay consistent. And when I'm talking about staying consistent, I'm really talking about, you know, consistency is the main thing that keeps you getting results and maintaining your results. So what I mean by staying consistent over the holidays is like, follow your same workout plan that you have on a regular basis. Just because it's the holidays doesn't mean that you can't maintain that same schedule. Maybe it changes slightly, but try to keep it as consistently as possible. If you're someone who normally wakes up and gets your workout done right away to start your day, try to keep that as consistent as possible. If you're someone who prefers after dinner workouts, make sure to fit that time into the schedule, whether it's, you know, you do something as a family affair or you do something because you need quiet time, etc. But try to keep it so that the timing stays the same so that it is still your routine. And again, knowing that, you know, it can be busy and everything else, if you realize one day, you know, I only have 20 minutes, it seems so pointless, it is not. Get it in. Add in short intervals, do something so that you still stay consistent with your schedule, even if it's a shorter period of time that you normally would say you would do a 45-minute workout and you're only going to do 20 minutes because all you have. Do it. It'll make you feel better. It'll keep you on track. It'll keep everything flowing. Your body will thank you in the end for it, for sure.
Well, yeah. And I think that that is something that's really hard for a lot of people who work out, because we start to think, oh, like, yeah, I only have 20 minutes. And you're like, I usually do that 45. So it's so easy to be like, oh, it's pointless.
Totally.
And you know, you can get a killer workout in 20 minutes. And as long as your brain knows that you're still mentally choosing activity and making that a part of your day, even if you are going to, you know, go out, drink more wine, eat more of certain things, it still will keep you in that frame of activity and movement, which I think, you know, kind of the way that I approach the holidays is because for me, I always make sure my workouts don't change. Like you were saying, that's kind of my plan of attack, is that, you know, no matter what, workout's still in. And then I definitely pull back the reins more on my eating, but I am very aware of what I'm eating. You know, like I do eat things, because I know I'm going to eat things that are not my regular way of eating, mm-hmm. but I try to make sure that I'm planning my day
around. For sure. No, for sure. And I think with the workout stuff and that sort of, you know, when we're talking about the consistency, I am mostly talking about workout stuff, but I'm also talking about healthy habits in general too. Like what you were saying, you know, like you can pay attention to your food intake and everything else. And that'll be actually our second point. But also when I'm talking about keeping your other healthy habits in check, it's like, for example, if you normally have like a really healthy breakfast and you always have a green smoothie as your afternoon snack, try to still maintain those things. Like the more that you can maintain to keep consistency and to keep that sort of schedule, the better off you will be. Even if that means every night you have a dinner out, that's, you know, and you're still going to try to make healthier choices maybe at the dinner time and everything else. But if you at least still get your workout done and you are following the same breakfast and the same snack and the same lunch and that kind of thing and still staying in check, you will be so much further ahead in the end than you would be if you just abandon all consistency and all regularity in your schedule.
Totally.
Now, the second point in order to keep you on track during the holidays is what you were just talking about, Laura, which is assessing the food situation before diving in. So I know you were saying that you pull the reins back a little bit and you give yourself a bit more freedom, and that's totally cool. But one of the things that I really want to talk about now is about assessing it before diving in, meaning if you're going to an event or a party, check out the food sitch, make a decision ahead of time, to like get your crudité on or, you know, something along those lines. Like look at what's available to you and make your decision ahead of time and make sure that you make a decision to steer clear of certain things. So almost like you can even make a promise to yourself right now, today, and say, okay, over the holiday season, I am not going to eat any fried food at parties. So literally it just becomes something that you're just like, that's just something I'm going to just commit to myself. That way there, it's not even on your radar, but that still means that you don't have to just eat the crudités. Although if you do eat healthy, fiber-rich, delicious crudités, you are eating about 75% less calories than if you hit up all the other apps. So just keep that.
And for people who don't know what crudités are, it's basically like raw vegetables.
Yeah. It's fancy.
Or it took me a long time for me. I'm like, what the heck is a crudité? I thought it was like a cracker with something on it. I was like,
the raw veggies.
Yeah. See, I like that strategy of making the promise, but at the same time, I kind of feel like that, again, for a lot of people, could be a trigger, because if you do eat something that's fried, then suddenly you feel bad, like you've broken the promise to yourself. And now a lot of times people, when we break those promises, then we go completely haywire. It's like when I was using that cheesecake reference, like you have a taste of the cheesecake, and when you give yourself such strict, you know, this is a bad food in your mind, then a lot of times our instant reaction is to just be like, throw in the towel and be like, screw it, I'm gonna eat the whole thing. So I like to think of it more like nutrition strategies, like just have a nutrition strategy and take away all of this like emotion around it. And that's, I think, one of the biggest things that a lot of women really need. We really need to work on. And for me, this has done wonders, is not giving certain things emotion and power, just treating them almost like a little bit more, not sterile, but you know what I mean? Like, cause we give so much to like this, to the foods that are at the party. Like, we're so stressed out about the food. So it's like the food has the power. When really you are the one, if you just have a nutrition strategy, it's just food. So just, you know, before you go to the party, just think, okay, you know, today I know I'm probably going to be drinking quite a bit of wine, which is quite a bit of sugar. So tonight I'm just going to kind of chill on the desserts. I'm not going to really go desserts, and I'm just going to do mostly protein and veggies. You know what I mean? Like, just kind of already know in your mind, like give yourself a little bit of a strategy going in. Or, you know, or you're not gonna have any alcohol at this party. Like, you're just like, okay, tonight I'm not gonna have any alcohol. But give yourself a little nutrition strategy check, because I know for me, parties used to be such a source of anxiety for me. And I know a lot of women listening to this probably can relate to that. The idea of going out to eat at somebody else's house or at a buffet or at anything would cause you, like, especially if you're worried about your weight, literal like anxiety attacks. So it would take away from my social life, because I couldn't control the food that was being served. I didn't know what was in it. I didn't make it. You know what I mean? And it was such a control thing for me. I was like, oh my God, I would be so stressed out going. And that's the last thing we want for you guys. Like, we want you to be enjoying the holidays with your friends or your family, feeling like you can go to a party and, you know, not feel like you're stressed or you're going to blow your entire eating habits. So just kind of, that's kind of my two cents, is just go in there with a bit of a nutrition strategy, like kind of pick the one thing that you're going to give yourself, you know, not, I don't like the word treat yourself, but that you're going to have that night that might not be on your regular eating plan. So just say, again, like I use the example of wine, just say it's wine. You're like, you know what? I'm going to have a couple glasses of wine tonight. So I'm not going to do any desserts, and I'm doing protein and veggies for my food. And a couple of whole grain crackers, if it's like picky foods. And then that way, you know that you're not going to go ballistic.
True. But then also to your point is, you know, if you do end up being like, oh, but that dessert looks so great, and you do have like a small sliver or something, don't beat yourself up about it at the same time.
Or if you see the dessert before the party, you're saying, I'm just doing alcohol, I'm not going to do dessert. Then you see the dessert, just say, okay, one last glass of booze, and I'm going to do some dessert. You know what I mean? Like, but just, you don't need to eat the whole thing, or you don't need to have a freak out about it. Just
one of the other things too, is when it comes to the main meal at the holidays. So like at Thanksgiving dinner or Christmas dinner, et cetera, like those main big sort of crazy plates where everybody seems to pile them like they're at a buffet, you know? And they say that the average person at a Christmas dinner, for example, eats 3,000 calories during that feast.
Oh, I couldn't believe that. I'm surprised it's even that low.
But yeah, it's about 3,000 calories just in that one plate of food. And so to avoid overdoing it, some of the things that I think of is basically fill your plate up with half veggies and don't cover it in gravy, because that's like just like a calorie bomb right there.
And not the starchy veggies.
Yeah, for sure. And split the remaining plate of your, split the remaining part of your plate up with protein and you know, like if you do want the starchy stuff. So if there's like potatoes or something, maybe it's a quarter potatoes, a quarter of a protein, and then the other entire half of your plate is veggies. The veggies will help you feel really full. You will still feel satisfied because you are having the other things that are being served as well, but you're not going to feel that like crazy bloated feeling. And on top of it, you will cut your calories, your calorie intake, instead of taking on 3,000. The other thing is, if you're the host of these meals, so you're hosting Christmas dinner, one of the things that is terrible is that if you have all this leftovers, the next day, oftentimes you just like basically reenact exactly what you just had the night before. So like maybe for dinner the next night, you have the same dinner. Now you're having that 3,000 calorie bomb again. So recommendation is pack everything up and either prepackage it into like doggy bags for your guests to take home. Or if you really do want the leftovers to keep them, freeze them right away and use them at a different time or use them in different dishes so that you're not repeating that same 3,000 calorie meal or plus.
Oh, completely. Like, I also think that there's so many awesome veggie recipes out there now to be able to do, you know, so many different types of things. Like, one of my biggest favorite side dishes right now is Brussels sprouts.
Who doesn't love a Brussels sprout?
Well, and it's probably people listening are like, oh my God. But if you roast Brussels sprouts, just toss them in olive oil, salt and pepper. I also cut up some onion and garlic and throw it in, but roast it in an oven, 350, around 20 to 30 minutes, depending on your oven. And if you want it crispier or longer, but they take on a totally different flavor. Like they, I don't know what happens to them, but it's like the roasting
magic.
Out. Yeah. Like it goes from being this, like, I always thought they kind of taste like farts, and that's like, eating parts, but you know, like
it's what you would imagine them to taste like.
Yeah, like any of those sulfury vegetables and like cauliflower and broccoli and Brussels sprouts and all of those, they have you know, they have that compound in them that makes them taste very not good when they're raw. But when you cook them, they become so sweet and they're so low in starch and they're low glycemic, so they're not gonna spike the blood sugar. So if you do some low glycemic sides, so that would be like any of your leafy green vegetables or any of, you know, the cruciferous vegetables we just talked about, and have those at your dinner table, you know, you can definitely load up on those a little bit more and the protein, because that's not going to affect your blood sugar as much, and then go a little lower on the starches. And I also find now, I mean, there's so many options too, even for mashed potatoes. Like people love mashed potatoes. Go with like mashed cauliflower. It's delicious. It's one of, actually, I just made cauliflower shepherd's pie and it's like one of my, I'm addicted to it. I'm so loving it. And you can't tell the difference.
No, definitely. And I mean, if you are someone who kind of wants they still used to really love the taste of potatoes, you could even mix it half and half. I don't know if you've ever tried that, Laura, but I have. I've done that before where I mixed half cauliflower, half potato, mashed them all together, blended them, and it still tastes exactly like mashed potatoes, but now it's half of the starch, half of the calories. Like it's a lot healthier of a version, and a lot of people would never even know.
Well, and this is where too, I mean, obviously family tradition is a huge thing. And I think what the one thing I love about the holidays is that it is one time where people actually all still now get around a table and eat together. You know, or at a party, you're actually having food and sharing. And that's what food's supposed to be about. You know, it's not just to nourish our bodies or for weight loss, or there's such an emotional and cultural tie to it, because food has brought people together for years and years and years. And that's my kind of one hope through everything with the nutrition work that we do, is that just to get people cooking again and eating together again, as opposed to, you know, grab and go. So, you know, if there are things that are your family favorites or family traditions, still include them, but just make healthier choices around them.
Like the candied yams, the yams with marshmallows. Yeah,
which I never got into, but
I've never tried them.
Each their own.
I've never tried them. I've only just seen them. I've seen them in person, but I couldn't do it. all right. So that kind of sums up just sort of the, you know, the point number two, which is just all about like, figure out your food situation, figure out what's going on, figure out what the game plan is for you, and make a choice as to what is going to be the best option for you specifically to stay on track. Now, number three, in terms of keeping you on track during the holidays, is to treat yourself to something fabulous, but it doesn't have to be sweets and treats. So this is sort of like, over the holidays, a lot of times, and this is not even just holidays, this all often happens just day to day as well, but oftentimes we'll feel like, you know, oh, I've been working so hard, or I've been doing this, or I'm going to this party and whatever. And like, you just, you know, you want to bring sweets to a guest, or I mean, to a host, or maybe, you know, you're just treating yourself because you've been staying so consistent with your workouts and everything else. And you're like, oftentimes we turn to food as like our treat or as our reward. So trying to change that habit and trying to change the way that you think of, sort of bonuses for yourself or rewards for yourself. Like, think about other things that you can do for yourself to make you feel happy and to make you feel as though, you know, you're recognizing sort of the hard work that you're putting in, whether it's a new nail polish or manicure, or you get new running shoes or workout gear or something along those lines, is a really great way of still rewarding yourself for everything that you're doing without sabotaging yourself at the same time. So again, this goes with the holidays, but it also goes outside of the holidays too, because this is just something that you should do on a regular basis.
Well, and I want to kind of add to that as well, because I think this kind of goes in line, is the other thing I find a lot of around the holidays, what ends up happening is, you know, we end up, like you were saying, bringing a lot of treats and stuff and sweets to parties. Yeah. Or, you know, we end up baking a lot of cookies and bringing them into our workplace, or, you know, it's always, again, it's around food. Mm-hmm. And we even had, like, I had a baking party one year where everyone came over, we baked different things and everyone mixed and matched and took things home. But the thing is, for me, sweets like that are a huge trigger food. And so I had it in my house at the time. I didn't have good nutrition strategies for myself. I knew it was a trigger food. And of course I ate one, next thing you know, the whole thing is gone. And I'm like, can barely see because I'm so full of sugar. So it kind of gave me some ideas for years after that of getting together. And instead of doing like a baking party, doing a card party. So you actually like, so you can still get together with your friends and like get something that you can make and swap amongst each other or give to other people, but just buying and bringing all of the, you know, the bits to make different really cool Christmas cards. And that's kind of a personal thing, and you get together and you can, you know, serve some healthier food there. And then it's a nice gift, like to give somebody that's like, it's personal, to give personal Christmas cards. Cause a lot of people don't even give Christmas cards anymore. Like, they send e-cards. So to get a card is nice, and you could put something in it or give it along with another gift. But just thinking about even get togethers around food, cause it just seems around the holidays, everything that we're giving, we're cooking, we're constantly giving and sharing food where we could still get together and, you know, make Christmas ornaments or Christmas cards or whatever your religion is, do something that celebrates that. As opposed to always focusing around the food.
Just so you know, this Christmas, I will be expecting something handmade from you.
Yeah, I never said the damn Christmas cards were good.
Like, I'm still expecting some DIY thing from you now.
My reindeer I'm looks putting so it on. Drunk and wonky, but.
The other thing too, to keep you on track, is to also find an outfit that makes you feel fabulous. So maybe you have this like office Christmas party, or you have this family event, or whatever the case may be, and you go out and you're like, you know what, I really want to feel good for this event. It's really important to me. I've been working so hard leading up to this, and, you know, working out, staying consistent, etc. And I really want to show off and feel good about myself, feel good in my skin. If you buy something that makes you feel fabulous and can be a little form-fitting so that it's a little tighter, it's not as baggy or whatever, I can almost guarantee you that not only will you be at the party and the event and you'll be glowing because you feel like your best self, but it's also a really good technique for staying away from stuffing yourself like a little turkey.
and I
don't mean that as a negative thing. I just mean it as like, it's a strategy. It really is.
Totally. And I also think that at the holidays, it's a time where, you know, even if you've fallen off track, even if you're not being consistent and you're like, you know what, I got to get back on it or whatever it is, like, give yourself some love, put some effort into yourself and feel good. Like, you should dress up for the party, or, you know, like, do something that makes you, because when I'm a true believer in fake it till you make it. And sometimes you need to make the outsides, like even if your insides aren't yet matching your outsides, if you start to match the outsides, then eventually the insides will catch up. You know, like there's so many times where I'm like, I don't even want to go out. I feel like a bag of garbage. I feel fat today. I feel blah, blah, blah. And then, you know, I find an outfit that still is figure flattering and I put on some makeup, like, cause I don't wear makeup all the time, and literally it'll change my mood like immediately. Because just putting on a little bit of lip gloss and eyeliner and suddenly I'm like, whoa, I feel like a pretty girl again, as opposed to my side ponytail and sweats. So I do think even from an emotional standpoint, I do think it's important to put some effort into the way you look. Get dolled up, go out, enjoy, like feel sexy. It's very important, I think. I think forget about that, especially as women. We're always taking care of the kids, taking care of everybody else. And it's so important just to spend a little time to feel like you as your own individual, as opposed to being someone's wife or someone's, you know, mother or friend, like just to be good as you.
Well said.
Go chick power.
All right. And now our final strategy for helping you stay on track during the holiday season is to pack light. And when I say pack light, this is all about when you're traveling. So whether you're traveling over the holidays, or this can really be whether you're traveling at any time. So again, this is a really good strategy, just even if you are someone who travels for work or you're going on a vacation, et cetera. But right now we're focusing on the holidays, but you can use this at any time. But that's basically pack light in the sense of make sure that you pack your gear with you. So, you know, because basically if you don't bring your running shoes, your clothing, your workout gear, that kind of thing with you, you're basically just already putting yourself on pause, right? Like you're already saying to yourself like, oh, well, I'm not going to work out because I don't have anything with me. So plan in advance, pack it into your suitcase. And when I say pack light, it's if you also have space, which you should, throw a skipping rope and some resistance bands in there, in your suitcase, in your luggage, etc. A skipping rope is like one of the greatest ways that you can just like throw some cardio in, no problem. Resistance bands are fantastic if you've, you know, only got that 10 minutes between getting up and having to head to a meeting, or if you're staying at, you know, grandma's house and there's no gym around, have a resistance band. You can do an amazing workout in a small space with no other equipment and you're still going to allow yourself to stay on track.
Completely. I think it's such a great tip. Like I literally in my car, in my trunk, well also because it's kind of a boot camp mobile because I constantly have workout equipment, but I have like a set of weights and I have a set of resistance bands and a DVD that I just leave in there. And I literally just, so if I'm ever on a road trip, I don't even need to think about packing it. And then, you know, if I'm going hiking or snowshoeing, I want to do some resistance training indoors afterwards, that's my cardio outside. And then I've got, you know, my weights and stuff to do some strength training indoors, or I could just do a video indoors or whatever it is. But that way I always have that kind of with me and it doesn't take up a lot of space. So you could just throw it in the back of your car. And if you're traveling on an airplane, just forget the weights and just keep the resistance bands because they're just...
Well, yeah, you don't want to pay the extra for your luggage.
Oh God, no.
And I mean, and the thing is too, like what you were saying, like how you always have a DVD in your trunk, like, yeah, pack a DVD with you too. If that's your thing, like if you like doing DVDs, if you like doing a follow along workout, bring one with you, like, or even an audio workout or even just your computer. Like if you're traveling for work and you have your computer with you, you can go on. There's so many different sites that have free workout options.
You know, or you can get our Fierce Innate DVDs, which are 20-minute workouts, and they're on our website at fitchicks.ca. That's our shameless self-promotion. But they're so great, and I know so many of our chicks write in and just be like, I love them because they're only about 20 minutes, maybe some are a little bit longer, some are 20.
They're about 26 minutes, including the warm-up and cool-down. Yeah,
and you can, we created them with that you don't need any weights. Obviously there's levels to this, but you don't need a lot of space. You don't necessarily need weights and all you need is a mat or just even carpeted floor. And you know, you can do this workout. It's high intensity intervals and do it in your hotel room, do it in your living room. I'm at my mom's house actually right now. And I was just doing in her basement. I just threw one on. And I like having a DVD too, because there's so many times, especially when you're traveling, you don't even want to think about your workout. You know, you don't want to plan it. You don't want to think about what you're going to do. So you just pop it in. You know, 26 minutes of my time, I could do this, follow along, and then you're done.
Definitely. And I mean, when we're talking about traveling too, so say you are traveling over the holidays or anything, this is kind of a bonus tip, but if you are traveling in advance, if you aren't someone who has, maybe you are not staying at a hotel, so there's no gym option and you don't, you know, you don't feel comfortable doing a workout because you're staying at like your in-laws or something and you just feel kind of weird about it. In advance, take time to do some research and figure out some studios that are around you or gyms that are around you that offer free trial classes. There are so many different companies and businesses that'll either offer you a free trial class or even a week pass that you can buy, like whether it's a free week or it's like a week for like $10. Like they have so many great options. So if you know that you're traveling in that area, check out their schedule, check out the options and purchase or sign up for the free trials. Why not? You're able to then get inspired, get sweaty, everything's going great. You know, you'll still stay consistent. And then the other tip too is if you are going to a new city or even into a city that you don't, you know, it doesn't even have to really be a new city, but even if you're just in a new space and, you know, that's not going to happen for you, you just don't really, you know, you don't want to go to a gym, et cetera. You just want to kind of relax a little bit more. Instead, then go explore your city or go on adventures, but take it by foot. Avoid the bus trips and the ATVs and like all of that stuff and be a tourist in the city, but do it by foot.
Oh, I'm such a, I mean, I'll be the first to admit it. I utilize the free trial like to the max. Like whenever I go, because my family lives in Ottawa. So whenever I come to see my family, I like gym hop. I'm like, this is my dirty little secret, but I will, cause I don't want to buy, you know, obviously I'm not going to buy a gym membership for a month if I'm home for a week. So I'm literally like hitting up, you know, every gym within the area and taking advantage of their free trial option. And they will, you know, they're more than happy to offer it. And even for us, like we have a free trial option with our FitChicks classes. So if you go on the website and you sign up for a free, you can sign up for a free trial class and come and check it out.
Won't be mad.
No, we won't be mad. Even if you're not from the area, I'm going to sign up. But it's always great to, you know, as long as you're keeping with your workouts and that you have a plan, you know, at the end of the day, do what you got to do. And for me, if they offer free trials, it's good. I mean, I am checking out their gym and I do review to people, so I don't feel guilty about it. I do tell people, I'm like, oh, there's a great gym in Ottawa you should go to. This one's not so good. I've done my research.
All right. So that was it for today. Talking about how to stay on track during the holiday season. Now, Laura, what would be your main takeaway for our listeners today from everything that we spoke about?
Well, I kind of have two. And I think the first thing is obviously it's consistency. And that's really, you know, when people ask about the secret to long-term success and they ask about, you know, what's the secret to weight loss? It's consistent effort over time and it will add up. And I wish I had a sexier answer that there was a magic pill, but there's not. It just literally is consistency. So just really focus on staying consistent with your workouts. And the other thing I think is to not be hard on yourself. Like it is a time of celebration, but that celebration does not need to be around eating a ton of food. But don't be too hard on yourself if you do have some things that you don't normally eat. As long as you're staying consistent with your workouts and you're maintaining your weight throughout the holidays, then you can get back on it if your plan is weight loss after the holidays or muscle building after the holidays. But, you know, as long as you're not coming out of it with that 10-pound weight gain, which is just, A, it's not good for your health at all, and B, for your mental space, and C, for your results because you've backtracked so far, then you're going into the next year golden.
Awesome. All right. And my main takeaway is very similar to yours because it's basically just about, like, I put consistency as our number one tip because it really is about staying consistent. And so using all of these different tips that we talked about, they all fall into under consistency because really it's be consistent with your workouts, be consistent with your eating habits. Even if there is a slight change in your eating habits, try to stay consistent with, even if it is just your breakfast and your smoothies or whatever the case may be, but try to maintain that continuity throughout because you will finish through the holidays feeling really good about yourself, as opposed to feeling frustrated come January and being like, oh my gosh, I have to start over. Or you feel that, like, you know, everything's tighter, everything's more uncomfortable, you feel uncomfortable in your skin. And that's, it's not a great way to start the year. So really think about how you can maintain as much consistency as possible throughout using these tips. And maybe you have your own sort of, you know, ways that you go about doing this as well. But hopefully some of these help and they resonate with you and they're pretty easy to implement. And so figure out what's going to work best for you, make the plan of attack, and have it in place right now, right away.
Love it.
All right. So with that being said, we're going to wrap up for today. We want to thank you so much for listening. And of course, if you have any questions, comments, you have topics that you want to hear about, we would love to hear from you. Email us info@fitchicks.ca. You can also check us out on Instagram and Twitter @fitchicks.ca and at Facebook. We're at Fitchicks Bootcamp. And starting in the new year, if you're looking to be like, I need to just like not only revamp myself, but I also need to revamp my entire life. We have two new programs that we're starting in the new year. And if you go to fitchicksacademy.com, you can read about both of the programs. One of them is our natural weight loss coach program. So if you're looking to dive a little deeper into from the nutrition and hormone and sort of the inside out focus on weight loss, you can check that out. And then the other course is our fitness and nutrition expert certification program. So if you were looking to not only gain a bigger education for yourself in fitness and nutrition, wellness and fitness business, but also maybe help others, whether it's family, friends, or actually get into the industry, this is definitely the course for you. So any questions, email us, and thanks again. Have an amazing day and we will talk to you soon. Bye.
Bye, and happy holidays.
Thanks for listening to the Fit Chicks Chat Podcast. Want more healthy love? Visit www.fitchicks.com for amazing resources, free workouts, recipes, tips, and so much more to help you live your healthiest and fiercest life, inside and out.